He wouldn't hurt a fly, but just to be on the safe side, he keeps a marmalade sandwich under his hat in case he has an emergency.
Heaven help him if anyone from health and safety catches him at it, retorted the policeman. They're going to blow a gasket, and I wouldn't blame them. I only hope it doesn't catch on.
I've never heard of anyone else doing it, said Mr. Brown. And he certainly isn't an old codger, broke in Mrs. Brown.
Pardon me, ma'am.
The policeman lowered himself until he was level with the front passenger seat.
But he could do with a good shave, whatever age he is. That's all I can say.
In that case, if you don't mind, I'll close this window, said Mr. Brown, seizing the opportunity. I'm getting soaked.
You're getting soaked, repeated the policeman.
There was a rustle of oilskin.
Wait until you're where I'm standing.
The rest of what he was about to say was drowned by the sound of rain beating against glass, as Mr. Brown beat him to it and wound the window tightly shut.
Was that wise, Henry?
Asked Mrs. Brown. He's getting his notebook out now.
Good luck to him, said Mr. Brown. Catch me getting out of the car in this weather, Mary. I haven't even got a top coat, and the chances of him writing anything in his notebook are pretty remote.
But we are parked on a double yellow line, said Mrs. Brown, on a bend.
Along with a dozen other cars, said Mr. Brown.
Goodness knows what's going on ahead of us. There's nothing coming the other way. Rummaging in her handbag, Mrs. Brown removed a handkerchief, and having folded it carefully into a small pad, made use of it to wipe a hole in the steamed-up windscreen. She gazed mournfully at the spot where they had come to rest.
"I don't remember it being quite so bad for a long time," she said. "It's still raining cats and dogs."
Paddington peered over her shoulder. Although he couldn't see any actual cats, or any stray dogs, for that matter, he caught the general drift of the conversation, and given the raindrops were literally bouncing off the pavement ahead of them like things possessed, he put two and two together and made five.
"I expect it would be worse in darkest Peru, Mrs. Brown," he said. "They don't have any pavements there. But it might even rain cats and bears."
"Heaven forbid!" exclaimed Mr. Brown.
"Things said in jest often have a habit of turning out to be true, Henry," warned Mrs. Brown. "Are you quite sure you want to stop and post a letter? Can't it wait a day or two?"
"Unfortunately, no," said Mr. Brown. "It's the main reason why I came out in the first place."
"In that case, why bring all the rest of us with you?" said Mrs. Brown. "As things have turned out, it would have been far better watching the rain through our living room windows, instead of sitting in your car getting all steamed up."
"Our car," said Mr. Brown, and it seemed like a good idea at the time. The sun was shining, and it felt like a typical Saturday afternoon with everybody at a loose end, so I thought we could combine things and kill two birds with one stone. I reckoned without the English summer weather."
Reaching into an inside pocket of his jacket, he produced an envelope and held it up for all to see. Clearly it was important, for the address was printed in black.
"It's my income tax demand note," he explained gloomily. "It's a last reminder that payment is due no later than Monday. I'm already in the revenue's bad books for being late with the money last year. 2 years running, and they'll be putting a tag on me, and we shall all suffer."
"It would have been a help if we'd ended up somewhere within walking distance of a pillar box," said Mrs. Brown.
Mr. Brown heaved a sigh. "On a day like today, you might just as well say it would have been a help if the powers that be had erected one right where we are, Mary, but they didn't.
It's sheer lack of foresight.
Remind me to write a letter of complaint when we get back home, pointing out the error of their ways.